Going shopping has, in the last 6 months, become a polarizing experience. For some of us, wearing masks and dealing with lower store capacity has just been an adjustment and an inconvenience. To others, it has felt like a genuine encroachment on rights and freedoms. On May 13th, the CDC announced a new guideline that said that people who have been vaccinated do not need to wear masks or practice social distancing indoors or out. 3 days later, Governor Cuomo announced that New York State would follow the guidance and no longer require businesses to enforce mask wearing. For local groceries and food service workers who have continued to work throughout the pandemic, this was a mixed and confusing transition. I talked with Kaylin McPherson, a reporter for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, who also works for a local grocery store.
So the CDC came out, and then they wanted to wait to see what the governor did. And then once the governor called that we don't have to wear masks, they changed that the customers, it's up to them whether or not they wear their masks or not. We still have to wear masks as employees, and then, you know, if someone's not wearing their masks, there's not much we can do anymore.
How was that changed policy transmitted to the customers?
Mostly either through the news or word of mouth from the store.
So did you notice an immediate change?
Right after the store changed their policy, or even right before that, after the governor came out saying you didn't have to wear masks, there was an increase of people not wearing masks.
Did the management in the store like address the employees in any way to prepare them for it or ask how they felt or anything like that?
No, we never heard anything. We never knew that was going to happen. We were told at one point just to wait before to hear from corporate what they want us to do, and then I never heard anything. When it first happened, when we first had the masks come off, we were still enforcing it at that time. And so people were like, why are you enforcing it? Because we haven't changed our rules yet, so you're still required to wear masks. So people would get mad at us, and they were almost attacking us. And it's like, I'm just enforcing what I'm told to enforce. I'm not being mean in a way. I'm just doing my job.
Is part of you relieved to not have to fight with people anymore and deal with that?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. You don't have to fight with people. And most people, you know, they'll come up to the register and ask, do you want me to put a mask on? Like, we get those people, and we're like, it's up to you. You know, we can't require you to put a mask on. We're fine.
But I imagine that a big chunk of your coworkers are vaccinated at that point. So does it make them feel nervous or?
Yeah, most of us are vaccinated, and most of the employees say we're continuing to wear our masks. Even if we're not in this store or even another store, we're going to continue to wear our masks right now just to see how it plays out. It's actually kind of funny to see that most of the employees want to wear their mask. It's not like that they don't want to wear their mask and the store is saying you have to. It's most of them are like, sure, I'll keep wearing my mask. Like, I want to. Like, I'm still, you know, scared to take it off.
Anything else you want to say just about working with people in this type of position in public?
Just for people to know that when you walk into the store and you see us behind the desk, you know, we're trying to stay safe as much as you can, so just cooperate with us, you know. If we have to wash down the belt because we're still required to wash down the belt, let us wash down the belt, you know.
Alex Mitakis is the head of marketing for Honest Weight Food Co-op and was part of the group charged with adapting the store's policy. He said that when the CDC and state rules changed, the store was in a difficult spot.
Yeah, so it was so complicated coming into this, and I think it's proving to be just as complicated as we, knock on wood, come out of it. Honestly, I read all the responses when we get emails and Facebook comments from anti-mask people or from anyone. That's part of my job. And my go-to thing here has been copy and pasting the CDC and New York State guidance and saying, look, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm just following what the experts are telling me to do here, telling us to do. And we're following the best guidance available from the professionals. And that's been like our backbone this whole time. So as soon as the CDC and New York State said they're changing that, it's like, are we gonna waffle here and say, you know what, I'm not sure that we believe what the CDC and New York State are saying anymore. I think we know better. I think we wanna, you know, want to make our own rules now, after we had so strictly and so cautiously followed for 15 months every word the CDC and New York State said. And on top of that, our staff who have to enforce these rules are already so burnt out and so tired and so sick of arguing with people. I mean, it's daily, and it was daily that we would have people come in and argue the mask rule. A big part of my job has been responding to written complaints and people threatening to sue us and people, you know, saying they're going to boycott us and you better watch out for a protest this weekend, those kinds of things. And we saw that with this change, if we're the only store or one of the only stores still doing this, that the volume of those kind of things is just going to increase massively and put this huge undeserved burden on our staff, you know, who have to deal with it every day.
Another local grocery store worker recalled the chaos at the start of the pandemic.
Everything was really super confusing. Everything was super hectic. There was also a lot of confusion, especially in the beginning, as to whether or not we were supposed to be wearing masks. I believe in the beginning, someone started wearing a mask before the mandate went out, and they were criticized by other employees for causing mass panic. I thought that there were a lot of people who were really respectful often, but I also found that there were people who really did not seem like they cared about other people's safety.
She told me that changing the rules did not mean that confusion and difficulties with people upset over store policies ended.
They didn't tell anyone on the floor before they changed the mask mandate. They didn't tell anyone working. And so I actually told someone to please put up their mask, and they said, no, I don't have to, and did this whole big blowout, and then went to go ask the front end about it, and came back to yell at me that he did not have to wear his mask and that I was wrong. The fact that he was allowed in the store meant that he was just allowed to aggressively interact with more people.
Does it make you feel more unsafe?
I would say that I feel unsafe. I don't trust that the honor system of wearing a mask if you're vaccinated is happening. So I don't trust these people couldn't give me COVID, honestly. I don't believe that the vaccine is 100% safe. And even if it is, you should only be really interacting with other vaccinated people. And so it just adds a whole nother level of danger to the job that is really hard to avoid if your job is on the floor.
Some shoppers at local stores had differing opinions about shopping with unmasked people.
It's tough because I'm mentally not at a point where I can just like rip it off and go in and like go about my day. And I understand other people's willingness, but it's tough because the onus is on, it's hard to tell apart, you know, who's vaccinated and who's not. And so when I walk in, I'm like, did they do it? Did they not do it? But I'm also trying to keep in mind that, you know, we're getting to a point where more people are vaccinated. So if there's one person that's not masked and not maxed, it's like, maybe that's okay.
Alex Mitakis told me that at times it has been overwhelming, but he also thinks about how the majority of customers and owners at the co-op have pulled together in difficult circumstances.
I mean, it's been like a really wild social experiment, right? Watching this all kind of happen and unfold, and we all never thought we'd have to deal with something like this ever in our lifetime. And here we are, we're almost 15, 16 months in. And I guess overall, I've been pretty happy with, at the co-op at least, with how people have treated each other. Like, I talked a lot about the negative, I guess, in our conversation, but overwhelmingly, I think that I've been pretty impressed with humanity and how you know, I guess I'm in a bubble here at the co-op, and for everything negative I just said, I mean, everyone's been overall really awesome, and I've seen a lot of really inspiring things and people really stepping up to help each other out. And yeah, I'm feeling like we're getting close to the end and coming out on the other side of this. I'll knock on wood again, but I guess that's kind of my overwhelming thought to try to stay positive.
Last week, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, which has 1.3 million essential workers as members, called on stores to maintain mask mandates. Its president, Mark Perrone, said in a statement, "These essential frontline workers have been forced to play mask police throughout the pandemic, with many shoppers not following COVID safety standards. Now they are being asked to be the vaccination police." Reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagel.